Unit 5. Where do you live? Tape script 5.1.
Is there a television?
Yes, there is.
Is there a computer?
No, there isn't.
Are there any books?
Yes, there are.
How many books are there?
There are a lot.
Are there any pictures?
No, there aren't.
Tape script 5.2.
There are three people in the living room. A man and a woman on the sofa and a little girl in the armchair. There's a radio on the coffee table and a rug under it. There's a cat on the rug in front of the fire. There are a lot of pictures on the walls, but there aren't any photographs. There are two plants on the floor next to the television and some flowers on the small table next to the sofa.
Tape script 5.3.
And this is the kitchen.
It's very nice.
Well, it's not very big, but there are a lot of cupboards. And there's a new fridge and a cooker. That's new too.
But what's in all these cupboards?
Well, not a lot. There are some cups, but there aren't any plates. And I have some knives and forks, but I don't have any spoons.
Do you have any glasses?
No, sorry.
Nah, never mind. We can drink this champagne from those cups. Cheers.
Tape script 5.4.
What's in my briefcase? Well, there's a newspaper, a Japanese newspaper, and there's a dictionary, my Japanese-English dictionary. I have some pens, three, I think. Also, I have a notebook for vocabulary. I write words in that every day. And of course, I have my keys, my car keys, and my house keys. Oh, yes, very important. There are some photos of my family, my wife and my daughter. And there's my mobile. I phone home to Tokyo every night. That's all, I think. I don't have any stamps, and my address book is in my hotel.
Tape script 5.5. Manola from Lisbon.
I live in the old town near the sea. It's called the Alfama. I have a very beautiful flat. There's just one room in my flat. One very big room with one very big window. My bed's next to the window, so I see the sea and all the lights of the city when I go to sleep. I live alone, but I have a cat and I'm near the shops, and lots of friends come to visit me. I love my flat.
Candy and Bert from New England.
Our house is quite old, about 50 years old. It's in the center of the village near the church. All the houses here are white. We have a living room, quite a big kitchen, and three bedrooms, and a big veranda all around the house.
Our children aren't at home now. They both have jobs in the city, so most of the time it's just Candy and me.
Yes. So, in summer, we do bed and breakfast for tourists. We have lovely visitors from all over the world.
Kwan from Korea.
I live and work in Seoul, the capital city of Korea. It's a big, modern, exciting city, but it is quite expensive. My flat is very, very small. I have three rooms, a small kitchen, a bathroom, and a room for sitting, eating, and sleeping. But I live in the center of the city, and there are a lot of shops, restaurants, and bars near my flat. My workplace is near too. I live alone at the moment, but I want to marry my girlfriend next year.
Alice, from Samoa.
I live with my family in a house near the sea. We have an open house. Our house doesn't have any walls. Houses in Samoa don't have walls because it is very, very hot. But we have blinds to stop the rain and sun. Our house is in the old style. We have only one room for living and sleeping, so it is both a bedroom and a living room. We have rugs, and we sit and sleep on the floor.
Tape script 5.6. 1.
Excuse me, is there a chemist near here?
Yes, it's over there.
Oh, yes. Thanks.
2.
Excuse me, is there a newsagent near here?
Yes, it's in Church Street. Take the first street on the right. It's next to the music shop.
Okay. Thanks.
3.
Is there a post office near here?
Go straight ahead, and it's on the left, next to the pub.
Thanks a lot.
4.
Excuse me, is there a cafe near here?
There's one in Park Lane next to the bank, and there's an Italian restaurant in Church Street next to the travel agent.
Is that one far?
No, just 2 minutes, that's all.